I'll be honest with y'all, though. I've stopped getting mad at white people who just call the cops on black people for no reason. I've stopped getting upset. I've started just retaliating. I just like, now if I see a white person doing anything I don't like or understand, which is none of my business, but makes me uncomfortable, I just dial those three numbers. You know? I'll just be sitting in the park and just like, you know. Yeah, 911. She kissing the dog way too hard. This is absolutely unacceptable. This is all tongue out here. You need to hurry. It doesn't look like the dog into it. Please get here quickly. I'll be at the grocery store. I'll be checking out at the grocery store. And it'll be like a white guy in front of me. But he's not buying any food from the grocery store. He getting those weird non-food items that the grocery store sells. So it'll just be like a belt and a knife. I'm like, yeah, 911, please. He looked like Dahmer to begin with. Please hurry. I don't like the way his receipt looks. I've started just calling the cops all white people who I think are calling the cops all me. We just have a standoff. I'm like, well, I didn't dial first. She did, okay? Well, send one for her, send one for me, okay? They could just have a standoff. This might be too niche, but did y'all see the drama happening with the people that the movie The Blind Side is based off of? All right. If you don't know the story, I'll bring it up to speed as quickly as possible. Basically, The Blind Side is a movie from 2009 where Sandra Bullock won the Oscar for playing the greatest white woman that's ever lived. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it goes Joan of Arc, Amelia Earhart, this lady, okay? And in the movie, she drives up her car to what I can only describe as the biggest black child that's ever been, all right? He is supposed to be in school, but he looked like a 43rd grader. This is the grownest looking kid I've ever seen in my life. She drives up and he's like, huh? But like, his shoulders got bigger when he turned. It was insane. And then she's like, come home with me, which historically, oh. But then he comes home with them, and then they're like, you should play football. And he does, and then he makes it into the NFL, because it turns out being big is a huge advantage. But now, Michael Orr, the guy that the movie is based off of, came out and said that he saw no money from the movie based on his life. And what he actually signed when he was a kid, which is when he thought they were adopting him, what he actually signed was conservatorship, so that they could get his money. I know, he thought he was getting a Disney movie and this nigga got Britney Spears. It's absolutely horrible. And what do you do in that situation? Because it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. All the damage has been done. He may never see the money, and it's probably already been spent. You know what I mean? We can't give him his story back. We can't give him back those years he spent trusting them. I think I have a solution though. All we gotta do is give Michael two free tackles. He can use them whenever he wants. I mean, the cost of the medical bills alone will be exactly the money that they stole from him. He's still a huge man. And we won't make a movie, we'll just make two TikToks. One for each tackle. And then at the end of the TikTok, you'll just be like, blindsided! I'll be brief because I know people are tired of talking about him. But it does feel weird that Trump is this indicted. Like, goddamn. I thought they'd get him for something. I think they'd get him for everything. This, as someone who doesn't like him, I thought I was following the story pretty closely. And every time he gets indicted, I'm like, oh, I didn't even know he did that one. That's crazy. This man has 91 felony charges. That's more than most gangs. That is absolutely insane. Man, they giving Trump the full nigga treatment. This is crazy. That dude must check his hands every day to make sure they're still white. Just like, how is this happening to me? And this most recent one is the wildest, you know, because if you aren't familiar, in Fulton County, where Trump was most recently indicted, this is the first place where they said that they want to process him at the jailhouse instead of the courthouse. Because if they do it at the jailhouse, he'll have to do the fingerprint and he'll have to do the mugshot, which is what he's been avoiding this entire time, which is what lets me know that he's not a good businessman. He's not. Yo, if Trump got his mugshot taken and put that mugshot on a shirt, it would be the highest selling shirt of all time, okay? Forget Supreme. This would be the highest selling shirt in the history of people. First of all of his fans would buy it because they'd be like, look, free my dog Trump. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of them would buy it. And then we would also buy it. We'd be like, look at this punk ass on this shirt. Look at his goofy ass on this shirt. Struggling ass on this shirt. He could be printing money, and instead he's, whatever. What a disappointment. He'd make so much money, he'd actually be a billionaire. You know what I mean? I had like a weird memory the other week of this thing happening. I thought I'd share it with you. Like my favorite person to spend time with in the entire world when I was a little kid was my grandma. And everybody knows that was blessed enough to have grandparents. Grandparents, instant daycare. Anytime your parents gotta go somewhere, you're chilling with grandparents, right? So I go everywhere my grandma went. We'd always have a good time. You know? I remember when I was 8, I was, especially my mom was working really hard and everything. And when I was 8, went everywhere that my grandma went, which meant I was going to hella funerals. Oh, my grandmama's squad was falling off. Like, it was, it was rough. It was like 2 funerals a week. I was like, how many people do you know? This is crazy. They were dropping like flies. And that was the worst part, too, is that when you go to a funeral with some of the same people every time, at a certain point, you start to be like, which one of y'all is next? Like, this is getting uncomfortable. I was wearing my little suit out, okay? I remember this one funeral in particular. One more rhythmic funerals that we had been to. Everyone sort of had this unspoken agreement that when we were doing the sort of funeral procession of viewing the body, it was like to the music. You know? You walk up, you get 8 bars to grieve, and then you move on. You know? And I remember it was my turn, which meant it was my grandma's turn. That'd be weird if I had a turn all by myself. That'd be insane. If an 8-year-old kid walks up to a casket by themselves at a funeral, they killed that person, all right? That's just an 8-year-old walking up to be like, just checking. And so I'm about to walk up with my grandma, but as we start walking, we notice that the lady that was still up there hasn't moved, so she's either still thinking or like overcome with emotion. Something's happening, right? So we just keep walking. We don't want to stop mid-aisle, and so we walk up next to her. So now it's this lady that I don't know, my grandma, me. And I wouldn't look this up until years later because it gave me nightmares for a while, but I didn't really think to Google it yet. Apparently, long after the process has been done for a body to be presented at a funeral, there's still muscles, there's still nerves that can twitch, right? So as the 3 of us are standing there, the woman in the casket went. And even at 8 years old, I was like, hold it together. hold together, stay calm. Whatever you do, stay calm. Because look, I've been going to a lot of funerals, right? But even as an 8-year-old that's going to a lot of funerals, I still haven't fully conceptualized the idea of death, but I know what it's like to ruin a party. You know what I mean? So I was like, just calm down, hold together. I'm trying to center myself. And then the woman on the other side of my grandma goes, "What?" And for a reason I still don't understand, my grandma turned around to the whole rest of the congregation and was like, "She moved." And everybody cleared out. We all walked out together. It took so long to calm everybody down. It took so long to get people to come back inside, sit down, chill out. Because there were people outside that were like, "Nah, I'm not going back in there. No, ain't no reason to grieve if she risen. I ain't playing with that. Y'all can do what you want, but if she up, she up. All right. In fact, she owe me a little something, so when you get in there, tell her that I want my 15 if this was just like a weekend she was playing Bernie." We get back inside, finally calmed down, finally finishing procession, viewing the body and everything. There was this one woman. I know I saw her, but I caught her because I was sitting second row and I was looking in between two people. This woman, hesitant, and she was approaching the body, just, you know. And she went, "Wake up." And even as they were lowering her at the cemetery and they threw the dirt on a part of me, it was like, "We don't know." We have no idea. I think the other reason that I'm scared of getting older is that, like, we only really value youth, especially in America. You know, other cultures don't always have this problem, and we don't really value what comes with aging. You know, like the wisdom that you get, or the deep level of empathy, because you've now been alive long enough to make your own mistakes and have deep regrets. And so when someone does something to you, it's easier to forgive them potentially because you know what it's like to make a mistake. All that comes with getting older. All your hard work starts paying off when you get older. Everything you do today will, like, you'll see the fruits of tomorrow, you know? But we still are like, "Nah, I want to be young. I want to look young. I want to feel young. Act young, whatever." I think the main reason I'm scared of getting older is I finally had a bad fall, and it was like, I really felt like an old motherfucker too. It was, I went down, like, it was terrible. I've been talking all that good shit about Joe Biden this whole time, and then I hit the ground just like him. I was like, because this is the thing, I fought the fall. Like, if I had just fallen like a young man, it would have been respectable. I would have tripped, people would understand and everything, but I fought it all the way down. At one point, I was horizontal, just grabbing stuff, like, nonstop, to the point where I actually pulled stuff onto me when I landed. People who didn't know me were like, "Ooh, that's..." I fell so hard, I didn't let anybody help me up. I needed a second to gather myself. You know? There's a little bit more show left. I want to thank all y'all for coming out. My name is Josh Johnson. Have a great rest of the night. I appreciate you.